There's far less traffic on our streets these days. Places of business have fewer customers. Many are closed. These are strange times indeed in which we are living. Most countries have policies in place for the protection of citizens from COVID-19, the coronavirus that is making its way through our populations. Unfortunately, these policies separate us from one another. We may avoid the disease of COVID-19 only to suffer from isolation and, in some cases, loneliness. I'm reminded of a funny story about a tour group whose bus let them off across the street from our cathedral. It was a high summer, of course, and it was very busy with lots of buses and cars travelling both ways along the street. The people spread out along the kerb to try to cross the street when there was a break in the traffic. Some were darting out when they spotted their opportunity. "Stay together!" the frantic tour guide shouted. "Stay together! If you cross one by one, they hit you one by one. But if you cross together, they think you will hurt the car." I don't think he had a very high opinion of Arcadian drivers. But nevertheless, I think that that is good advice in these unusual times. The best thing we can do is to stay together. It might mean helping out somebody who is out of work or on furlough. It might mean sharing with someone who needs what you have, food, supplies, or, dare I say it, even toilet roll, or even some of your time. Stay together. We work so hard to keep ourselves safe, staying away from others, washing our hands. It's easy to forget that the most important thing we humans can ever do is to reach out to each other. Just a phone call that says, "Hello, hi, I'm thinking about you. How can I help?" Stay together. We all love bouquets of flowers, but the reality is they won't last long without roots. As we know, cut flowers always die after a few days. And in the same way, when we're cut off from others, we, in a way, die a little on the inside every day. So we need to stay connected, especially at this time. Stay connected.